Is your business protected against the threat of malicious litigation and frivolous lawsuits? Are you sinking company profits into marketing campaigns that do nothing to contribute to the growth of your business? Bottled Business Sense provides practical business perspectives that uniquely emphasize both legal and media marketing strategies to protect and ensure the longevity of your business. Now, whether you're trying to provide a startup business with some level of stability or an established business with foolproof asset and estate protection, or simply attempting to get a better return for your business marketing dollars, Bill Bernard and Rick Muscoso will expose potential pitfalls to ensure the security and growth of your business, free from unwanted expense and the threat of litigation. You'll learn how to implement marketing and protection tools equal to those used by today's most successful corporations. Let's join Bill and Rick for today's Bottled Business Sense Show.
Well, good morning, everyone. Today is Tuesday, and we're here on the Bottled Business Sense Show. So welcome, everyone, back to the show. I'm Rick Muscoso, one of your co-hosts. And on the other side, we have Mr. Bill Bernard. Welcome, Bill. Really excited to hear what you have to say today about how much you can earn and still receive Social Security. So before we get into that, Why don't you welcome everybody and welcome here to the show.
Yep, good to be here, Rick, as always. And, you know, I thought this would be a very interesting show today because many people inquire all the time about receiving Social Security, whether you receive it prior to your entitlement to full benefits, after your entitlement to full benefits, and then depending on which scenario you go that way, what then do you are you penalized if you want to get a part-time job? Because a lot of retirees, let's face it, their savings accounts and their investment accounts aren't enough to get them through, and so they want to work a part-time job while they're receiving Social Security. And in 2018, the limit on earned income is $17,040. That means you are entitled to earn $1,420 a month in 2018 before you receive full benefits. So let me break that down. If you start and you elect to receive Social Security benefits before you turn age 66, then you are penalized if you also work a job and you make over $17,040 a year or $1,420 a month. And how does that work? Well, your benefits are reduced by $1 for every $2 you earn over that limit. Okay, so you have Social Security benefits. I'm going to give an example a little bit later on and make it clearer. You receive Social Security benefits. You go over, you start working a part-time job. You go over that limit of $17,040 a year, and you are penalized. Your benefits are then reduced $1 for every $2 you make over that $17,040 limit. This will become a little more clear when we give the example later on. So let's start from the beginning here and put this into focus. If you claim early retirement benefits and continue to work, you must be aware that the money you earn over a certain amount each year will reduce your Social Security benefits. That's the first principle we have to understand. Until you reach full retirement age. What's full retirement age? Age 66. Such a reduction in benefits only apply to the years you are working. It has no permanent effect on the amount of benefits you'll receive in future years. So if you stop working, you stop being penalized. So remember, let's recap again a little bit. You start working before you reach full retirement, which is 66. You're taking Social Security benefits, right? Because you can take them, what, when you're 62? Mm-hmm. And you start working and you're making over $17,040 a year. If that happens, for every $2 you earn over that limit, your Social Security check will be $1 less for every two of those dollars you earn over that $17,040 limit. Okay? Now, that doesn't affect what you'll receive in future years once you turn 66. you will no longer be penalized and you can earn whatever you want, but your basic Social Security check will have already been reduced. And again, we're going to get to that example in a minute. So when you're penalized, Social Security will subtract money from your retirement check if you exceed this amount, again, $17,040 a year or $1,420 a month. Once you receive full retirement age at 66, there's no limit on the amount of money you may earn and still receive your full Social Security benefits. So when you're 66, you decide to get a part-time job, you can make $100,000 a year and you'll still get your full Social Security check, whatever that amount has been determined to be. So now let's go to the example. And I wrote this down, so I'm going to refer to my notes because it's a little bit, it may get a little intricate. And if people want this example, we can always put it online. So let's take a guy named Henry. He's considering claiming early retirement benefits at age 64. So Social Security calculates that he's going to receive $866 a month, which is 13% less than he would have gotten had he waited till age 66. Okay, so does everybody get that? You get that so far, Rick? The guy's going to get $866 a month. Why is he getting $866 a month? Because he's choosing to take his benefits at age 64 rather than at age 66. If he took it at age 66, he'd be getting 13% more than he is because he's taking it at age 64. So that's the premise we start out with. You're taking early retirement benefits, you're already getting a reduction. You're already penalized. Now, Henry decides, you know, I want to continue working part-time job and I want to make $5,000 over the yearly limit on earned income. So he's going to make $5,000 more than the $17,040 per year that we've determined was the maximum you could make without penalization, right? Mm-hmm. If he does claim early benefits at age 64, like we discussed, and he makes this part-time income of $5,000 over that limit of $17,040, that means he gets what? $2,500, right? Because he's penalized a dollar for every $2 over the limit he makes, right?
Right.
So by claiming early retirement and continuing to earn over the limit, Henry, in this case, suffers a double penalty. His retirement benefits are reduced by 13% because he took early retirement at age 64. And he loses an additional amount each month for working over the limit of $17,040 a year until he eventually reaches age 66. Then that limit, then that penalization goes away, right?
Yeah.
But he's still penalized the 13% for taking the early retirement at age 64, okay? So if Henry takes early retirement and he works over the limit, he gets a double penalty. So here's what people need to remember. If you withhold, if Social Security does not reduce each monthly check by a small amount, unfortunately, the agency may withhold several months of checks to account for the reduction. So you may get, boom, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. You may get a bunch of months without any check at all because Social Security is going to reduce those benefits when they want to and how they want to. They're not going to say, well, we're going to take a little bit of money from your check each month. Now, we may decide to put the screws to you over here or maybe a couple months later. So remember, if you are working and you lose your job, you're working part-time and you lose your job, you may, however, be qualified for unemployment benefits, right? If you, that's a little side issue. If you get fired or laid off, you may be able to pick up some money for unemployment. But that's a different issue, but I just wanted to throw that in there because that may sidestep some of the money may help you out with some of the money you're losing.
So it's a really fine balanced consideration then on how you proceed once you turn 62, right? So now that we know what you said, is there anything else that we really need to consider or need to know?
Yes. What if you are going to turn 66 in 2018, but you start a part-time job in March of 2018, but you don't turn 66 till December of 2018. Now you're starting a part-time job in the year you would be eligible for full benefits. Let's look at that. In the calendar year you turn your full retirement at age 66, you may earn up to $3,780 a month without losing any of your benefits up until the month you turn 66. Okay? So you're in your full retirement brouhaha year, right? The big year, you're going to turn 66. You can earn up to $3,780 a month, which is a lot more than the $1,420 we were talking about earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, there's a catch. For every $3 you earn over that amount in any month, you will lose $1 in Social Security benefits.
So the same limitation applies, the 17.
No, not the same, because in the earlier one, it was $2. Every $2 you earn over 1740 a year, you get $1 penalty, right?
Here, no, I mean, that threshold number is still 1740.
No, the threshold number is 3780 per month, whatever that is. Because they're taking it on a monthly basis, not a yearly basis, because you're in the year when you're going to turn 66. And that's also the year you're starting your part-time job. So you can earn $3,780 a month, which is more than the $1,420 we talked about earlier. But if you earn over $3,780, for every month you work until you turn 66, you're penalized $1 out of your Social Security check for every $3 you earn over the $3,780 a month. Okay, it's a little complicated, but I'm trying to explain it to make it understandable for everybody. Now, beginning in the month you reach full retirement age, you become eligible to earn any amount without penalty. So now you're in December, and you turn 66, and now you can work and earn as much money as you want. You're going to be taxed on that, of course, but you can earn as much money as you want without being penalized out of your Social Security check. Okay? So, couple of other issues. What if you're self-employed, Rick? You're self-employed.
Yeah.
If you're self-employed and you're working more than 45 hours in a month, Social Security may reduce your benefits. How they reduce it will be determined by how much money you're making. But my comment on that is, if you're in a strange way, if you're taking Social Security and also working 45 hours a week, 45 hours a month. That's a lot of hours. I guess it's a lot of hours. I mean, it'd be what, 10 hours, 12 hours a week, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's really not all that much. I guess it depends on how you look at it. But if you're working 45 hours a month and you're self-employed, then Social Security is going to do what? They're going to send you a form for you to fill out that provides your estimated earnings, and then they're going to determine whether or not they're going to penalize you out of your Social Security check. But again, remember, once a beneficiary, you and I are beneficiaries of the Social Security entitlement system, once we reach full retirement age, our income will no longer be checked. It will never be looked at. The only thing that the government's going to look at is what's coming out of your paycheck in terms of taxes, because you're going to have to pay taxes when you file your return at the end of the year. But they're not going to penalize you for Social Security because you've reached full retirement age.
So if you're if you fall within this age limit and you are self-employed, but you're not of full retirement age, what's the trigger, the reporting trigger?
Well, their trigger is going to be the same as it was earlier, because when you're self-employed, they're going to look at you based on how much money you're earning a month, and they don't care, generally speaking, whether you're self-employed or working for somebody else. Where you're self-employed and you're in the year where you're going to reach full retirement age, like we said earlier, you're going to turn 66 in December, but you start working 12 hours a week, 45 hours a month in March, mm-hmm. then they're going to want to know how much money that you're making. And if it's over $37.80 a month, they're probably going to penalize you. $1 for every $3 you earn over that $37.80 a month. So really one of the keys would be get a part-time job where you're making less than $3,780 a month in the year you're going to turn 66. And then when you turn 66, you can make as much as you want and still get full retirement benefits.
Right.
Now, there's one last thing that's a kicker here. When you reach full retirement benefit age, the lost amounts that you lost by working early and being penalized, when we talked about working and making over $1,420 a month when you're retiring before 66, or making more than, what did we say it was, $3,780 a month if you were working in the year you're going to turn 66, those lost amounts will be made up only partially, a little bit each year. So you can recover some of that money, but it could take up to 15 years for you to recoup all of those lost benefits that you were penalized. So you could be, what could happen between the retirement age and the next 15 years? Right?
Yeah, you'd die.
Right. So you're buying, your family's buying a coffin, right?
Yeah, right.
So you've got to put this, you got to put a line on this. You got to measure it along a line and you got to say, okay, what money can I safely make if I take early retirement? Do I want to just wait till 66, get full retirement? It doesn't matter how much money I make. No harm, no foul.
So what if you're what if you have an established online business, right? And you continue to run that with the intention to pass it on later on, and you're within this age, you know, limit between 62 and 66. What happens then?
Well, what do you mean? If you're making money from that online business,
yeah, same thing.
You're going to be judged on how much money you make per month, depending on what year you've taken did you take your early retirement benefits before the year you were going to turn 66? Then if you did, it's the $1,400 and what, $20 mark that we said.
Mm-hmm.
If you take it the year you do turn 66, then you make over $3,780 a month, then you'll be penalized in that regard. It doesn't matter where you're making the income from. If you're self-employed and you're earning income before you take full benefits from Social Security, or during the year you will turn 66 when you're entitled to full benefits, or if you're working for somebody else and you take unemployment before age 66 or during the year you will turn 66, then either the number of $1,420 per month will be used for purposes of penalization, or the number of $3,780 a month will be used, again, depending on when you take your Social Security benefits. So the worst scenario would be to take your Social Security benefits early and then work and make money over $1,420 a month. The second scenario would be you take your benefits in the year you're going to turn 66 and you're working part-time and you make over $3,780 a month, then you'll be penalized. And the third scenario would be you wait till you're entitled to full benefits at age 66. You work as much as you want without being penalized. The only thing you got to worry about is paying your taxes at the end of the year. But everybody has to do that.
Right.
So it's a bit of a complication in some sense, but if you get these things down, it's really pretty simplistic. If you use that example I gave of Henry, with a guy named Henry, and kind of just plot it out, it really determines, Rick, at what age you're going to need this extra money. So it's really smart to plan ahead for your retirement. I mean, that's, people say that all the time, but I think this kind of emphasizes it a little bit.
Yeah, no doubt.
So anyway, I hope people got some general ideas about that and how to proceed. And you can find this stuff pretty easily online, Google Social Security benefits. Listen to the show, you'll be able to really take some notes and get an understanding of what you want to do and when you want to do it.
Right. This is a great episode, Bill. If you quite get anything that Bill is saying, just rewind and replay and watch this episode again to get a full understanding of what Bill was talking about today. And of course, if you have any questions, you can reach out to Bill directly. His contact information is right here on the website below this video. So you can also reach out to us, the Bottle Business Sense Show, on Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus. Our website is bottlebusinessshow.com. And audio version of this episode is also on Blog Talk Radio. So with that, Bill, do you have any parting thoughts for us?
Excuse me one second, Rick. It's actually bottlebusinessscentshow.com, not bottlebusiness.com. And I know Rick knows that, but yeah, made a slip of the tongue.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is the stuff a business lawyer should be telling some of his clients as they get closer to retirement. And I think it's an important topic to be aware of. Anyway, yes, we can be found in all the places Rick said. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll look forward to the next show and all of the goodies that we have coming your way at that time. Take care, everybody.
All right. Have a good day, everyone.